From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama arrives in Peru Friday for his final Asia-Pacific Economic Corporation meeting, but his presence could be overshadowed by someone not in attendance, his successor, President-elect Donald Trump. The chairman of the APEC summit is hoping Trump changed from his campaign comments, promising to move away from the Trans-Pacific Partnership and renegotiate the North American Free Trade Agreement, also known as NAFTA.
I hope we are the consensus on the meetings would be of President Trump being a lot more moderate than candidate Trump.
Trump has made it clear that he is hostile to the kind of free trade deals that tend to be the focus of the annual Asia-Pacific Economic Corporation Forum. President-elect Trump met Thursday with key advisors and candidates for top jobs in his upcoming administration. Trump met in New York with his first foreign visitor, Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. Mr. Abe called his talks with Trump really cordial. He called Trump a leader in whom he can have great confidence. The president-elect's transition team has submitted paperwork that will allow them to get briefings from the White House. Meanwhile, a Pentagon official says the transition team has contacted the Defense Department and hopes to begin to plan future meetings on Friday. Donald Trump plans to meet this weekend with former Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney. Romney was an outspoken opponent of Trump during the recent political campaign, but reports say he may be in line to be the Secretary of State. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power told the United Nations Security Council Thursday that her government will put forward a proposal to impose an arms embargo on South Sudan. The embargo will target those responsible for recent violence in the country. South Sudan has been mired in a political conflict since December of 2013. Getting the council to agree to sanctions may be difficult, with some council members fearing that such a measure would be difficult to enforce and that it would favor the opposition. South Sudan envoy Joseph Malak told council members that denying his government the means to protect and defend its citizens and its borders would undermine its sovereignty. Authorities in Pakistan say they have captured a group of 8 people operating a recruitment cell for the Islamic State group. Counterterrorism forces, in an overnight operation, arrested the men in Lahore. An official statement Thursday said authorities also seized mobile phones, laptops, and ISIS propaganda material. The detainees were allegedly recruiting young men to send them illegally to Syria via Afghanistan and Iran. The top U.S. intelligence official says he will not stay on to work with President-elect Donald Trump. James Clapper told lawmakers Thursday he's leaving his post. 2006. That was not James Clapper, obviously. The announcement immediately led to speculation that Clapper may have been trying to send a message to the incoming Trump administration, but a spokesperson quickly tried to downplay such concerns. Ex-Philippine dictator Ferdinand Marcos was buried with military honors Friday at the Cemetery of Heroes in Manila. Despite growing opposition from a coalition composed of Philippine human rights victims of the Marcos dictatorship, the Philippine Supreme Court ruled last week that Marcos could be buried at the cemetery. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte approved the burial of the former dictator, disregarding the opposition's rejection. Mozambique media reports 73 people were killed Thursday when a fuel truck exploded as residents gathered around to buy fuel from a driver. More than 100 people were buried or rather injured. The cause of the explosion was not immediately clear. The World Health Organization is warning that a global influenza pandemic remains a threat despite progress made over the past 10 years in increasing the worldwide supply of flu vaccines. I'm Michael Brown, reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.